most things happen spontaneously, and the ego would like to jump in and claim credit for it and say, well, I decided that. You didn't decide that. It happened. You didn't decide to do it until after it happened already. I mean, if you're really honest with yourself, you'll see that most things that happen in your consciousness, including very major ones, all happen spontaneously. You didn't decide you're going to marry the person that you're in love with. It happened all by itself. And you just saw the house that you ended up buying. So although one part of your mind likes to plan and think it's in control of things and make everything rational and logical, in reality, most things happen spontaneously, and the mind then jumps in and tries to claim credit that I thought of that. No, I didn't think of that. The thought was there, and then you claimed the authorship of the thought, but you weren't the author of the thought. So when I was listening to this patient rattle on in a very psychotic, disjointed way, I can't say there was an I that can claim credit that it thought of mercury poisoning. The mind thought of it. The mind, not me, not me. The mind thought of mercury poisoning. Instantly, the mind said, mercury poisoning. Now, you'll find that the ego claims credit for all kinds of things, which were actually spontaneous. And it also will blame itself for things that happened also in the same way, for which it neither has responsibility. It happened automatically of itself. And why did it come about that way? Because that's brain function. That's the way the brain functions, the dendrites and all the hormones, etc. work. That's the way they work. So there's no point of taking either blame or credit. And some of it might actually be due to old age, but I think it's a very handy thing to have. You always have something to blame it on. If it isn't the Republicans or the Democrats, it's old age, Obama or something. We can always find something to blame things on. So I feel it's certainly admirable that people get up every morning and exercise and do calisthenics. And if that entertains them, that's fine. I find that very boring. You know, I put my arms overhead once or twice and I'm bored already. No, I don't do calisthenics and I don't do sit-ups and I'm not on a special diet. And I don't really take vitamins really much. I take occasional calcium. I'm not much into doing that. There was a period of my life when I did all that, but in a certain degree, those are all programs and that for which you're saying some counter program should be prescribed. If you don't have a program about it in the first place, you don't need a counter program. I don't have to deprogram myself about it because I don't have it in the first place. You experience experiencing. So you see, instead of delineating and trying to make it into a program, all you can ever experience is experiencing. What are you experiencing? What you're experiencing is experiencing. That's all you're experiencing. You say, no, I'm experiencing that out there. You are not experiencing anything out there. The best you're capable is experiencing your experience of that out there. So that you see that your entire experience is nothing but the experience of experiencing itself. You don't really know anything at all about the world. All you know is how you've experienced it. And then the ego likes to get in and say, well, that's because that's the way it is. No, that's not the way it is. It's the way you experienced it. So all you experience is your experiencer. So that which you call me, myself, I, is only the experiencer. So with that aspect, the consciousness, which experiences, is what people consider to be me. When they say I, they mean the experiencer. They mean the experiencer. If you talk about memory, you're only talking about your experience of that memory or your experience of the expectations of the future. You never experience reality at all. You're only experiencing your experiencer. That makes life very simple. If the only thing that's going on is you're experiencing that aspect of you that experiences, you're like a car that the only thing it sees is your speedometer needle. You don't have to know anything else. You set it on automatic control, set it at 60 miles an hour, and the car takes off by itself. It automatically senses another car, pulls over, or speeds up. It's all set on auto. So you can see the relief that you get by the realization, the acceptance of the radical inner truth, that all you can do is set your experiencer on auto. You don't have to set it on auto. It's already set on auto. So God set your experiencer on auto.